said, Yisa Adam Doima, Anisha, a man should marry a wife, a Doima, V'yal Yisa Bas Doima, but he should not marry the daughter of a Doima. The kitsa Doima means like a Zoina, that you have to be afraid if the wife is a Zoina, then maybe she'll live with some with another man. So if you have a choice of the two, to marry the daughter of a Zoina, or to marry a Zoina itself, so Shmuel says you're better off marrying the Zoina herself. V'yal Yisa Bas Doima, don't marry her daughter. Why? Shezu bo mitipak shera. The mother, even though she's a Zoina, she lives with other men, but she herself came from kosher parents. She herself was a Zera Kodesh. She herself was Tipa Kshera. But Vizu, her daughter, boy mitipa psula. Her daughter could be a Mamzeres, the daughter, because since the mother is a Zoina, she was married to one man, and it could be she lived with another man, and she became pregnant from the other man. Therefore, this daughter is a Mamzeres now, so the man has a choice which one of the two to marry. He should marry the Doima, the mother itself, and not marry her daughter. Like Rashi says, Rashi's Doima means Nitenes from the Beres Pati Kol Al Yufeha. Everybody talks about her that she's a Zoina, she lives with other men. That's what people talk about her. So if so, you're better off marrying the mother and don't marry the daughter. That's Shmuel Svara, because the daughter, Rashi, Vizu Bo, Midi Apsula. Shema Mi Ove Kechov, my Mamzer. Maybe the mother lived with a guy with a Mamzer, and the kid is also a Mamzer then. So therefore, you're better off with the mother than with the daughter. For Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says no. For Rabbi Yechon, you're better off marrying the daughter of the Zoina. For Yal Yisa Doima, and don't marry the Zoina, she herself. Why? Shezu oy medes becheskes ksheris. I'll tell you, the daughter, she's oy becheskes ksheris. Which means that she herself is not a Zoina, the daughter. So if you're going to marry her, she'll stay with you, she won't live with other men, she won't become us to you, you'll have to live with her. We'll soon see, I her yichus, we'll soon see. But for Zubar, if you're going to marry the Zoina herself, Eino I met is Becheskes Ksheris. She does not stay with you, Becheskes Ksheris. Like if you're going to marry her, you have to be afraid she's going to live with another man. If she lives with another man, she becomes also to you. So therefore, you're better off marrying the daughter. At least then you know she'll stay muta to you. Whereas marrying the mother, the Zoina, you have to be afraid she'll become also to you. So Rashi says, Shezu habas, that means umateris labayla. She's mutter to the husband. She won't live with other men. I latipa psula. I let's be afraid she's a mamzer herself. She came from a bear tipa. On that note, leichashinan, because we say the roiv bilois achar habal umibala nisabra. As even though the mother's a zayna, she lives with other men. We're talking about she was married, and the klal is roiv bilos itzal bal. Rove time she lives with her own husband. Even though she lives with other men also, so we say when the mother became pregnant, most probably she became pregnant from the husband himself. So therefore, the kid now is not a mamzeris. The kid is only a mamzer. It was noitzer from that bia of a bia sissa. But most probably the kid, the daughter, was created from the bia of the husband himself. So therefore, Rabbi Yechonin says you're better off marrying the daughter, whereas if you marry the mother, Rashi says, "Vazu eino emetet zecheskes ksheris shemizana tachtov." If you're going to marry the Zoina herself, the mother, you have to be afraid she's going to live with other men. For Neseris alo, she'll become usher to you. For Ueinu Roya, you're not going to see it. V'Ueinu Magarsha, you're not going to give her a get, you're not going to know about it. Obo Le B'Yissa, then it'll come out, you're going to live with her B'Yissa. So if you have a choice, which one of the two to marry, you're better off marrying the daughter and don't marry the mother. That's Rabbi Yechonin's Svara. First says, Meisri Havakasha. It says, Alocha, Noisa Yodam Doima. A person should marry a Doima Mashma, the Zoina herself. So my Rav says, "V'tizbura, there's something wrong here anyway. Like V'tizbura, this is a good svara. How it says that noisei, which is masma lechetchila, like lechetchila, would you tell anybody to go marry a zayin? It doesn't make sense. You don't tell anybody lechetchila to do it. If he has a choice, don't do it. Ela, the price should be im nosa. You have to change it around. It just means if he married a zayin." If so, since it's not meduyik anywhere, this brayso, he already could put in Tony Learn, Nami Bas Doima. He better already put in a Bas Zoina, a Bas Zoina. Oops, you can take a Bas Zoina, it's also good. Yeah. So many can learn like a Yechonin. This the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, what's the locha? That Yisa Adam a Bas Doima, V'yal Yisa Doima. Like a Yechonin says, you're better off marrying the daughter of a Zoina, because the daughter herself will stay mutter to you, whereas to marry the zayner herself, you have to be afraid she'll live with other men, she'll become mutter to you. The Tony Rav Tachlifa Bar Marova, Kaimad Rabbi Avua, Eish Isha Mizana Poneo Ksherim. Even though an Isha herself is Mizana, even though an Isha herself live with other men, but you have to know that still a Poneo, children is Ksherim, the children are mutter. Why? Because the Svar is Roiv Bila Sachra Baal, that most Bia she have is from her own husband. So even though she's a Zayin, she lived with other men also, but when she came pregnant, most probably the pregnancy was from the wife of the Bia, was from the husband. Therefore the daughter is mutter to you. And that's how we pass like Rav Yechon. Boyi Rav Amram, Rav has a kash like this. Hoysa prusa biyoyser maho. Let's say you have a wife that's a big prusa, she's always flirting with a lot of men. So ma, what's the locha? Rashi said, "Dikol ameichesh deroyv biloiseo mishel acherim." Like, what's going to be if you want to marry the daughter of a zayna? So we said before she's muta, because most probably she became pregnant the mother from her husband. But what's going to be if she's an extra special zayna? She lives with a lot of men. So what do we say? Do we still say it came from the husband or not? So most likely it's ali, but the man the yom, according to the man the yom that holds. Ein isha mesaveris, ela somach levasasa. The ali b'demand the yoma, ein isha mesaveris ela somach levasasa. The demand the yoma that says the isha, the main time she becomes pregnant, is right before she gets an idus, right before she becomes an idah. If so, loyti boylocha de lo yoda bov lemintala, that the husband most probably does not know exactly when she's supposed to see an idus. So the svar is that the husband doesn't watch her, doesn't make sure she does not live with other men. So then we have to be afraid that maybe she was living with another man the night right before she became an Ida, and then it could be she became pregnant from that. And then you have to be afraid that the daughter is a mamzeres. Kitibolocho, when do I have my question though? Aliba the man the yom, according to the man the yom that holds, ein isha misaberes elasamach litfilosa, that an isha becomes pregnant right after she became an Ida, when she becomes Tohor, when she goes to the mikvah. Samach litfilosa, right after she goes to the mikvah, like that night, Rashi says, L'yachash etovla b'yom tfilosa l'yom achor, either that night or the next night. Those are the two nights like that she most probably will become pregnant. If so, my, then we have a suffix. Why? Kivon diyodabo, since the husband knows, like when his wife goes to the mikvah, so then it's a svara niture mintalo, that the husband himself watches his wife, like he knows tonight she went to the mikvah, so he knows to be with her tonight. So for sure the husband watches her, and then we're not afraid she's living with another man. So most probably the kid is from the father, that's kosher. Or Dilma, maybe no, kivon the prutza b'yoysa, since still we know this lady is a big zayna, she lives with a lot of men. So even so, even though it's the Leil Tefillah, could be first she lived with a husband, and then she lived with another man. And then we have a suffix, maybe the kid is not Becheskos Kashrus. On this the Gemara says, Tekum. The human prince of Yisraeloi, we don't say the husband watched her, Tekum. So this the Gemara abides by a suffix. In such a case, it's like a suffix, what din does the daughter have? As if the mother was a very big Zoyna, then we have a doubt if the kid takes Becheskos Kashrus or not. But then the Mishnah says, V'yelu Shebezdin. There are certain wives that when the husband's not around or can't make kinui, so Bezdin does it for the husband. Tana Rabbanim learned like this. It says in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Ish. Ma Talmud Loime Ish Ish. How come in the Parsha of Soit it says double lotion Ish Ish? What's the double lotion of a man? Le Rabbis did to include Eishas Cherish, the wife of a Cherish if the husband is deaf and dumb. Or else be Eishas Shaita, the husband is a fool. So the husband himself cannot make a kino or stira. He can't make a kino. He can't warn his wife. Or else be Aisha Shimon. Also, where the husband also a little bit off. So the husband can't give his wife a kinui. So what's going to be the locha? Or else be Shaholach Baila Lamdina Sayam. Or else in the case where the husband went away, Lamdina Sayam, went overseas. Or else be Shahol Yechovish Bei Sasurim. Or else where the husband was locked up in jail. All these cases, the husband cannot give kinu, can't warn his wife. So what's the halacha? So how do we know she bezdin mekanin lo, that bezdin has a right? The rabbis, the pasuk ish ish comes to include that all these wives, like the bezdin themselves, could give a kinui. If Beis Din notices that this wife is flirting with another man, she's talking a lot with another man, so they have a right to warn her. Tell her, listen, you're married. Stay away from that man. And the kinu and stira helps. Le poistlo miksubosan, that if it comes out later, the husband gives her a get, she loses the ksuba. But Yochel, I would have thought this Yaflash Kaysen, maybe after Beis Din gives a kinui, and later they find them together, this kinu b'stira, maybe now Beis Din could take, the Beis Din could take her to the Beis Din HaGodol Yerushalayim, and they could be mashka the Meisoita. On this note, the Pasuk says, Tamaloyma, Fehevi yo ish esh ishtoi. Tells the Pasuk, the man has to bring his wife. Mashma, you need the husband. Without the husband, she does not drink the Meyamorim. That's Pshana Mishnah, the Beis Din only helps that she has an Issa, Saiturana, and she loses the Ksuba, but not to drink the Meyamorim. Reb Yossi Yoimeno, Aflash Kaisa. You should know that it helps now the king of Estir of Beis Din that she could come to drink. When is that? Ugulishayet say Balam Abeis Asurim Yishkenu. That later when the husband gets freed, or the husband comes back home, then the husband could make a drink because of the kinu and stira that Beis Din had. So it comes out that some machlokes, that according to Tana Kama, even later when the husband comes home, the husband cannot make a drink from the kinu, the warning that Beis Din gave her. So the Mara asks, but my kamiflagi, what's the machlokes over here? Rabbonin savri binon v'kinu v'hevi. The Rabbanan say we need that right away, whoever gave her kinui, the one that warns her, he has to be able to bring her right away to a drink. And where Beis Din warns her, since Beis Din themselves cannot bring her to drink, it's no good, you can't have the husband bring later. So Rashi says, the kinu v'hevi means ha-mekana lo, the same person that warns her, yishkena, he has to be the one to make a drink. So therefore, since Beis Din is warning her now, Beis Din cannot make a drink. Therefore, when the husband comes back later, he also can't make a drink, because he did not warn her. For Reb Yossi Savano, loy bina the kinu v'hevi, you don't need this. There are two separate halachas. Whoever gave a kinu, Beis Din gave a kinu, that's the ribui, ish, that Beis Din has the right to warn a wife. And later, when the husband comes home, if he brings his wife to the Beis Din HaGodol, he can make a drink to Mehamon. Tana Rabbanan, look at the price like this. The pasuk says, Asher tishte isha tachas isha. That if your wife went away from you when you were still married, tishte means she went on the side. I mean, she had znus. We're afraid maybe she had znus with somebody else. Is lahakish ishla isha. And this pasuk, it says, isha and isha, which means the man and the wife. So there's a hekish now to put the ish and isha together. And it was in the opposite way, v'isha l'ish. So what do we need this for? Before in the Chav Dalet we had this Gemara, and here now explains it. We have such a hekish of ish to the isha. What do we need it for? Omer Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, it comes to teach us like this, that kishem shim hu suma. The same way if the man is blind. If the husband is blind, then he cannot make his wife drink the water. The Yechsev the Pasuk says, isha, it was hidden from the eyes of the husband. Mashmah, that the husband could see. Just this incident now that she had stira, or the saita, was hidden from the eyes of the husband. So it has to be a husband that could see, but if the husband cannot see, if he's blind, he's not in the pasha to make his wife drink. See, if so, from this hekesh we say, kach hi, the same way the wife. Im hoisa suma, wa hoisa shoisa. If she was blind, even though there was kinu and stira, she does not drink the meyamor. That's the zeras akosiv of isha liish. Rav Ashi yomar, another drosh is, kishem shechigeres, vigidemes, lo hoisa shoisa. The same way if the wife was a chigeres, a hinkatin, because she couldn't walk, she was lame, rioski demes, she was missing her arms were chopped off, that she could not drink. Why not? Because the pasuk says,